You are about to light a candle. The lighting of one candle with the two is a symbol that your two lives shall be one. Lemoyne, consider your wife a treasure given to you by a bountiful God. Love her, honor her, recognize her feelings. With tenderness and sincerity, express your love for her in some way every day. This daily vitamin will make married life far more rewarding for your wife and for you. Brenda, rejoice in your husband's authority over you. Be subject to him in all things. It is your special privilege to move under the protection of his authority. If you will give your full time to your home, your husband, you will be engaged in a life work that will demand every ounce of your strength, every bit of your patience, every talent God has given you, the utmost sacrifice of your love. It will demand everything you have and more. And then you will find that for which you are created. You will know that you are carrying out the plan of God. It is within this pattern of divine order that the Lord will meet you and bless you and make you a blessing to your husband. And now, as you are about to establish your home, and you're going to establish it upon Christian principles and practices, you have chosen to receive Holy Communion, which shows love, fellowship, and sacrifice, the true basis for happy Christian living and a true Christian home. Through the atoning suffering of Jesus Christ, we have been brought into a new relationship with God, the new covenant under which we have received forgiveness of sin and a hope of life eternal. Of these benefits, the communion service is a divinely given reminder. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26 reads, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we are grateful for this young couple who have come tonight to unite their hearts as one. A long, long time ago, while both of them were children, they were dedicated to you. They have had not only the opportunity, but the great privilege of living in homes where parents loved you, where you were first in those homes. And they have grown up not only seeing that and understanding the example, but Lord, they have grown up in a home that early led them to find a place close to your heart and to know you, Jesus, as personal Savior. With that kind of a start, with that kind of hope, we know, Lord, that their marriage will be a success. In this day of complexity and confusion, when immorality seems to be on every hand and divorce seems to break up half of the homes in this great country of ours, we need something extra special besides just the love for one another to make it through today. And we're so glad they have that, Lord, in you. Grant unto them happiness. Cover their house and their household with your blood. Give them many years of happiness together. And when the day comes when they must step off the stage of this earth, may they be able to join hands together, unbroken, around your throne for eternity. These favors we ask in your lovely name and for your glory. Amen.